Time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the most mouth-watering 27 minutes in radio history. We are now broadcasting in HD and almost live.
Almost.
Jim and I have a great show lined up for you today, so let's start drooling.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful people? How often have you been there?
Often enough to know.
And this segment is it Ruth's Restaurant or Chris's?
I don't know.
I don't know neither.
I think
we're going to find out.
We're going to have to find out. Now, the question is it Ruth's, Chris's? Can't even say it.
Get those dentures up, my love.
Okay. Uh-huh. Is it Ruth's Chris Restaurant or Chris's Ruth's Restaurant? Believe it or not, Nancy always seems to get tongue-tied when she tries to say it. And I'm not doing a whole heck of a lot better either.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth, Wolf.
But whatever it is, both of those restaurants are out of our price range. As the saying goes, if you have to ask how much it is, you can't afford it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we were bummed when our best friends for over 30 years were moving from Del Webb to Simi Valley, California, the land of fruits and nuts.
I don't know why they would do that. I really don't know.
I don't neither.
Well,
she always wanted to do it. It was her bucket list.
Yeah, yeah.
It was unfortunate for us that they are moving so far away, but congratulations to them for fulfilling their lifelong dream. After hearing us shamelessly whining about not being able to afford Ruth's Chris Steakhouse for our 100th restaurant review, they asked us to be their guests for the celebratory farewell dinner at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in South Barrington.
Not a bad deal, huh?
No. So now we know we have to whine a lot.
I know. You could never do that, dear.
Oh, no. I don't whine. But if I do, I'd like some cheese with it.
This restaurant is hoity-toity personified.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? That's our professional opinion.
And everybody likes our hoity-toityness.
Hoity-toity. Its elegant features include wood-trimmed alcove-style booths and beautiful ceiling light fixtures in a dining room. It's really gorgeous in
there.
It's
really pretty.
Really nice.
It is.
They also have a fancy schmancy bar, which is another professional term.
Exactly.
And that's where we met our friend, Steve and Deb.
Mm-hmm. We were escorted to our table and introduced to Brian, who will be our waiter for the evening. We received a basket of bread from David, who will be our bread and water dude. Do you see a pattern emerging here?
I think so. I think I do.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. For an appetizer, we shared the calamari, $10, which was lightly fried and tossed with a sweet and spicy Asian chili sauce and delivered by a guy we think was named Tom. He was our appetizer associate.
Mm-hmm.
So we got Brian so far. We got
Dave.
Who's our waiter who didn't do anything yet? And we got
David.
David, who's our bread and water dude.
Tom, we think.
Yeah, as our appetizer associate.
Mm-hmm.
We all agreed that the calamari was the best we've ever had.
It was
really, really good.
It was.
I know. And actually, it was a deal for the money since there was enough for four of us to share for $10.
It was.
You can't go wrong. Can't beat it.
But I would have liked more.
I know. That was so good.
Just saying. It was enough for four, but I would have liked more because it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and I each ordered a Caesar salad for $10.50, which was good, but we have to admit, just average.
Yeah. There was nothing special about it. You would expect more.
$10.50. I'd rather have the calamari for myself. And you have calamari for yourself.
You would expect more from a
$10.50
salad. You would expect
more. You would. And this was delivered by Luke, our salad boy.
So far we got Tom,
David,
and Luke.
And Tom. And no, and Brian.
And Brian, who didn't do anything yet.
Yes, he did.
He brought the other guys over.
No, he took our order. That's why we have the Caesar salad boy coming to us. He's been working, my love. You're just confused.
How much more?
I'm going to have to get you some King Cobra.
How much more can we ask poor Brian to do? He's totally spent. Okay, continue.
He was having fun joking around with us. Everything on the menu is a la carte. So we ordered au gratin potatoes, $11, to go with our entrees, and there was enough to share. These were Idaho potatoes sliced and topped with a three cheese sauce. To our disappointment, this was nothing to write home about. Jim wanted the cremini mushrooms, $11.50, and they were roasted and seasoned with fresh thyme and garlic. No fungi for me, but Jim fell in love with them.
They were very good.
Yeah, you said they were. I liked the little pan they came in. I was going to steal it, and I told Brian, just let us finish it, and I'm going to clean it off and throw it in my purse.
He did not laugh at that.
No, he didn't.
No. Nancy saw the sizzling blue crab cakes for $32 on the menu and decided that that was what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
These were three jumbo lump crab cakes served with sizzling lemon butter.
Mm-hmm.
They were absolutely delicious. Even though Nancy was one of the few people in Ruth's Chris history to order crab cakes at such an iconic steakhouse.
Hey, why would I want to pull my friend's legs and spend the money that you spent on a steak when I don't like steak that much?
Because we're never going to see him again. They're 2,000 miles away. We could have ordered whatever the heck we wanted to.
We're going to see him in Aruba when we see him in October for 2 weeks. I see them. They're coming back.
This is a steakhouse. And you ordered crab.
They were delicious. I think those were the best crab cakes I've ever had.
Because they were so excited because it's the first time they ever made them.
Everyone else at the table ordered the bone-in filet for $63.
I know.
I saved him. I was half the price. This was a 16-ounce bone-in filet, which is normally served medium rare. But Jim wanted his medium.
Yes.
He wanted to be a problem to them.
Yes.
You say, I'm fussy. Well, you wanted medium.
I was afraid if it would come more on the rare side because I don't like rare steaks. I like them, pink on the inside, but not where they're
mooing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Before the steak arrived, though, an unnamed knife handler appeared and presented to the people who ordered steak a wooden box containing steak knives.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is, our fourth or fifth waiter?
Tons of them, tons.
We had our choice of the white pearl-handled Swiss steak knife or the German wooden-handled serrated steak knife.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them if they had a plastic Ginsu handled knife, but no, they didn't say that. So I chose the German serrated knife as weapon of my choice.
And you did a good job cutting your steak with it.
Thank you, dear.
At that price, it should have been fork tender.
It was. Oh. It was really good.
Jim's steak was a 3-inch thick monster that absolutely melted in his mouth. It was seared on the outside and tender on the inside. I even tasted it because he found a spot on the edge that I would eat, and it was awesome.
It was good.
It was awesome.
It was really good. I don't know how they did it, but it was tender. It was cooked perfectly. If you saw this huge brontosaurus on the plate, I mean, it was unbelievable. It was really, really good. Now, for those people who say, why does a filet have a bone in it? There is no such thing as a bone-in filet. Yes, there is.
But you can only get bone-in filet at the really classy restaurants. Yeah. We've had it in a steak, not a steakhouse, in Wisconsin, a...
Supper club.
Yeah. And it was awesome, you said.
Yes, filet by the name filet does mean without a bone or fat or anything like that, but it's part of the porterhouse, right? The filet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a little part, right? So you just put that bone in there. And what it does, it gives the meat a little more flavor, because it's on the bone. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, there is. Some people will say there is no such thing as a bone-in filet. Yes, there is.
Okay.
Go to a good place and you can have bone-in filet.
Okay. You said it.
I'm off my soapbox now.
All right.
Now for the dining duo bit of useless information, as opposed to what I just said, which,
which was useless.
Was useless also, but this whole show is useless. Do you ever have one of those days?
Yes, I did. And I'm having one with you right now.
Brian informed us that they sear their steaks in an 1,800-degree oven.
Wow.
How about that?
I can't get my oven up past 500.
No, 1,800 degrees?
Wow.
They serve all of their hot entrees on a 500-degree plate to keep the entrees warm throughout the meal. And that was a nice touch because they did.
They did. My crab cake stayed hot throughout.
Yep. Now, the only trouble is you got to be careful if you lick the plate clean. That could be a problem.
Yeah.
Know? It could be a problem.
It would be. Yeah. And us girls didn't want dessert, but the guys did.
Yes, we did.
So they shared the chocolate duo, $10. This was chocolate cake coupled with chocolate mousse splashed with a little sweet cream and topped with fresh berries. They ate the whole thing, and they looked adorable sharing it.
Didn't we, though?
Oh, you guys did. Oh, my gosh. You did.
I thought we looked good.
You did.
You know, we kid this place a lot about being hoity-toity and all the waiters and everything, but for a really special occasion, you really want to put on the dog and impress people, just have a great time. It's an unbelievable experience. Everyone should try and go there at least once.
Once in their lifetime. I'm going to try to go back there.
Yeah.
I want to get the calamari. Even if I have to sit at the bar and have a drink, I want the calamari.
Yeah. I mean, it is just unbelievable. Everything is top-notch. The service, the food, everything.
The crab cakes were so good. I mean, those are my favorite. Now, how am I not going to go? I mean, I'm not letting you go and spend $63 on a steak. I am sorry.
Oh, I'm not worth it?
No. You can have crab cakes with me.
But, you know, like the saying goes, you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
Including all the unnamed servers who brought us our drinks, entrees, side dish, and dessert. We apologize that we didn't get all of their names. They were just too many for Nancy to keep track of.
Yeah, but they were cutie. They were cute ones.
Well, for the money, they better be cute.
Yeah, they were cute.
Can't have Shrek coming up to your table to hear.
For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible, and the cost for our friend's celebratory dinner is unknown. As they say, what you don't know won't hurt you. We didn't want to know because it would hurt me. That's why I took the crab cakes because I didn't want to spend their money because I had a drink too. They wanted me to have a drink with them. So I had a drink too. And I'm sure those drinks didn't cost like $6
I don't think so. It's no old style.
No, I didn't have a beer.
Okay.
I had a drink. So, my love.
Yes.
What's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked. This was really an incredible experience that I'll never forget. And all kidding aside, thank you to our friends, because we probably would have never have gone there if it wasn't for them.
We would have eventually.
Think so.
Uh-huh. Mm. I don't know if we would want to put it on the radio, though, because people will probably sit there and write us letters saying, you spend too much money. Yeah. We do get that.
Yes, we do.
And that's a lot of money. I mean, they didn't complain when we went to Denny's when they first opened and we checked them out.
I know. You know, the bottom line is the food and service was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It really was. Yeah.
What's your take, Toots?
You asked. Did you care?
Of course I do.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't push it.
Okay. This is a sophisticated, elegant restaurant. I don't know why I took him, but sorry, my love. However, when the dining duo arrived, it was anything but. Class does show.
Yeah, we were having a good time over there.
It was a nice, quiet, subdued restaurant, and we made it a little louder because people were looking at us. But the waiter was having a ball with us. Our friends are just as crazy as we are, and we were just cracking this guy up.
Yeah.
And He was always wondering why you had this little book that you were writing in. Because everybody that came to the table that brought us our appetizers, that brought us our salad, that brought us our knives, they're all saying, your waiter, Brian, Brian, yeah, Brian. Yeah. He's going nuts trying to figure out what you're doing in that little book.
We didn't tell him.
And we didn't
Never
tell
did.
Him.
Nope. They probably thought we were from the home office or something like that. I don't know.
Nah.
Never asked.
He didn't treat us any differently than he treated anybody else. I mean,
how much better could we get treated?
Exactly.
Really? Well, why don't you give him the particulars, Poopsie?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, 100 West Higgins Road, Suite U1. South Barrington, 60010. The phone number is 847-551-3730. The website is www.ruthschris.com. The directions take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Route 59, exit north to Higgins Road, east to restaurant, and the estimated travel time is 21 minutes. And for those of you who just tuned in, don't listen to him. He's a moron. This is the Dining Duo Show here on the Huntley Community Radio 101.5 on your FM listening dial. WHRU-LP.
We put you in WHRU.
Exactly. And we're going to leave it at that today, or you're going to be in trouble.
We put you last.
No. Oh, you get me mad.
Ow.
Be nice. Now, my love, did we get any letters this week?
Oh, no, we didn't get any letters. I'll explain. Hold on.
You've got some mail.
I forgot.
My dining duet.
Duet.
No.
Oh, boy.
I did not get any mail.
No.
You. You got some fan mail.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. We got so much mail lately that I forgot which one you were using today.
Mm-hmm. And not one of them are good.
At least this is the only one that's not good.
Yeah.
For me, this personally.
This is from my friend, Mary Ann.
Your friend now?
Yes.
Don't even know her.
And this is a specifically to you.
Okay.
It says, Nancy. Mm-hmm. I say to you,
yeah.
Nancy,
mm-hmm.
I think you are trying too hard to be funny / clever, or maybe you are used to calling your husband a moron, but I don't think it works.
I think it does.
Uh-huh.
You are a moron.
If he's such a moron, why don't you drive? That's in reference to our Vicky's place where I kind of got lost.
That's the place where... You said it's too far to drive,
yep.
So we can't use it on the radio because people won't want to travel
right.
that far. But you said we can do it on our own as right. our mental health day.
Right, and it was like 20 minutes away. She goes on, however.
Yeah, well.
You really have a sweet gig going out to restaurants and being paid to talk about it, but you have one less listener. Oh.
First of all,
but now we're down to down from three to two listeners though.
Now listen. Now listen.
What?
Mary Ann is her name.
Yes.
I'd like to tell that lady a few things. Number one, she must not be married. Because if she was married, she knows. She has to know. Every woman thinks their husband's been a moron at one time or another in their married life. I've been married to you for 43 years next week. And I'm telling you, you've been a moron for 44 years that I've known you.
I've been called worse. Okay, I can deal with that.
Number two.
Okay.
I don't care if she doesn't listen to us. And number three,
yep.
We don't get paid for this.
That's true.
It's all volunteer.
But she must not be a regular listener because then she would know it. I could call a moron like every 20 seconds.
So I don't call you a moron every 20 seconds, my love.
Just so you know, my dear, the public has spoken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. They're on my side.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And as always, if you like to write my loving wife any letters, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. And now, walking into our studios as we speak, direct from the ancient land of the pharaohs, I give you the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-talking, mystical Mistress Nancy. Simsalabim, mystical Mistress Nancy.
I knew you were going to say that.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Just the first example of many more examples which you will hear of her mystical powers.
No, it's just right here on my script, you moron.
Don't rock the boat. Go with it. Anyway, I hold here in my sweaty little hands a series of sealed envelopes which contain food-related questions and answers. These envelopes were hermetically sealed in a pickle jar.
It was a Kwassen pickle jar, my love.
Ah, Mistress Nancy knows all.
I do.
It was kept in the WHRU refrigerator, which is not a pretty sight, under arm guard. Now, no one, I say no one, has seen these questions, ever. Mistress Nancy, using only the powers of her bleach blonde brain, will attempt to answer these questions. Then and only then, she will tear the envelope open to reveal the correct answer. Are you ready, mystical Mistress Nancy?
I'm going to give you the answer. When I rip open the envelope, I'm going to tell you the question.
Yes, she will also do that.
Boy, I thought you'd never get to this. You are so wordy, my love. Okay, hand me my first one, please. Jeez.
I see why we don't get paid for this.
Are we going to keep going on? Or are you going to just... All right, stop now. Okay. Hand me the first envelope, please.
Here is the first envelope, mystical Mistress Nancy.
Thank you. Senka.
The answer is Senka.
What kind of coffee was served on the Titanic? May an angelic camel cough on your quiche.
Ooh, that's not good.
No, it's
that's not.
Not
good. Mm. Okay, I have the... This is so stupid. I have the second envelope. Here it is, Mr. Stancy.
Thank you. I need quiet. Quiet, please. Hot potato.
Hot potato.
What do you call a stolen yam?
The third envelope, Mistress Nancy.
A Brussels scout.
A Brussels scout?
Scout. What is green and goes to a summer camp? Don't start belly aching to me.
No.
May your Perrier water be secretly bottled in Tijuana.
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't.
No. And the next envelope, Mr. Stancy.
Evaporated milk.
Evaporated milk.
What does the invisible man drink at snack time?
They're getting worse. The next one.
Recess pieces.
Recess pieces?
That's what I just said. Recess pieces. What kind of candy do you eat on the playground?
Mistress Nancy, I hold in my hand, my sweaty little hand, the last envelope.
That's pathetic. May your platform shoes fail you in a camel pasture.
Oh, boy. Okay, here's the last envelope.
Thank you. Tear gas.
The answer is tear gas.
Guess what I just said. What can you make from baked beans and onions?
Thank you, Mistress Nancy. Well, you know, I've been looking at the old clock on a wall, and it's telling me that we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time. Same dining duo time, same dining duo station. Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
T-shirts cut off, send a pair.